Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
To crack open the sports page with the Orlando Sentinel and FM 96.9 The Game's Mike the Bulldog Bianchi.
On JRR.
Sports page brought to you this morning by JRR and the City of Longwood's Freedom Rock and Fireworks. Hope you can join us tomorrow evening. Yes, Saturday evening, starting at 5, Ryder Park in Longwood. That's located just behind South Seminole Hospital. We'll be there. Free admission, food, drink, live music, Taco Bob.
Yep, Lynch and I are there starting at 5. Ice cold Bud Lights flowing, and there's fireworks 9 o'clock. So come on out, man. It'll be cool tomorrow.
Bulldog, what do you got going for the 4th, dude?
We got fireworks and sports this morning, fellas.
Okay.
We got a lot of fireworks.
Is this the Pac-12 story you're going to lead with?
Seismic shift in college football. The Big Ten voted last night to add USC and UCLA as conference members beginning in 2024. That expands the Big Ten to 16 teams. The Pac-12 now is irrelevant, so they're going to be scrambling. I want you to listen to what a USC athletic director, Mike Bone, said. All right,
this makes so much sense geographically, Bulldog. It's beyond you know, imagination.
Yeah, but listen to what he says. Ultimately, the Big Ten is the best home for USC and Trojan athletics. As we move into the new world of college athletics, we are excited that our values align with the league's member institutions. Blah, 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 blah. He sounds like Brooks Koepka explaining why he went to the Saudi Golf Tour.
Man, he's
just
got
say what it is.
Money!
He's got a hard on
money,
for
money.
Koepka. You notice that?
Yeah, well, it's money. Just say it. Yeah. Money. Nobody's going to blame you. You're going to make a bunch more money in the Big Ten. In fact, projections are that the Big Ten's going to be Big Ten teams are going to be making about $120 million per year by the year 2028. You know what the Pac-12 teams were scheduled to make? About $50 million. Mm. So add it up. $50 million as opposed to that's $70 million more. USC and UCLA will make in the Big Ten.
Now,
guess what? Go ahead.
The further speculation is, will you see teams like Florida State and Clemson and Miami bailing out of the ACC?
And maybe North Carolina as well. Yeah, because, again, the projections are that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to make about $120 million per team in the next 5 or 6 years. The ACC teams make about half that. So what does that mean? That means the Gators are making $50 million a year more than Florida State and Miami. Let me let that sink in. A half a billion dollars more over a 10-year period. The Gators will be making more than that than Miami and Florida State. So, yeah, if you're Florida State and Miami, you are looking for a way to get to the SEC. Why not? Yeah. It's money. That's what college athletics is, and UCF and the Big 12. What does it mean for them? I mean, is the Big 12 not going to maybe merge with the Pac-12? You know, you still got some decent schools in the Pac-12. You've got Oregon, you've got Washington, you've got Stanford, Arizona State. So, I mean, this is going to have a major, major impact.
The Pac-12's got to be freaking out.
Oh, God. Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just like the Big 12 freaked out when Oklahoma and Texas left, and that started this whole thing. By the way, what happened to the alliance between the Pac-12, the Big 10, and the ACC where they were supposed to not poach each other's teams?
Yeah.
That didn't last very long.
Money talks,
speaking of fireworks in the NBA, Kevin Durant is now asking to be traded from the Brooklyn Nets. This comes after the Kyrie Irving saga. Now Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn, and rumors are he may be taking his talents to South Beach or maybe somewhere else. But Miami and Phoenix are among his preferred destinations. So the NBA is, you know, free agency started at midnight last night. all these NBA teams are now scrambling to find a way to get Kevin Durant because even at age 33, he's still one of the top players in the league. So Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn. So Brooklyn is going to be trying to rebuild now. Kyrie Irving will probably leave as well. So that experiment didn't work very well. By the way, Mo Bamba will be returning to the Orlando Magic.
Good. Really? I always like Mo.
Yeah. It's being reported that he signed a two-year, $21 million free agent deal with the Magic, if he hasn't already.
Isn't that crazy? A free agent deal, still $21 million. I mean, for somebody like Mo Bamba, that's crazy to me. But good, because I like the guy.
Well, did you see what Nikola Jokic signed with for Denver?
Oh, God.
$264 million over 5 years. Biggest contract in NBA history. Of course, he's a two-time league MVP. But, man, $264 million the Denver Nuggets are paying Nikola Jokic. A lot of other big money's being thrown around. Bradley Beal, by the way, is signing for $250 million to go back to the Washington Wizards. Five players last night. Jokic, Bradley Beal, Carl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, and Ja Morant signed for more than $1.1 billion in money.
Do you know what just occurred to me, you guys?
What?
So today's July 1st, Friday. A lot of us, it's payday for a lot of us today.
Yeah.
How we all go, we immediately check our, you know, direct deposit to make sure everything's in there so we can meet the deadline for bills and mortgages and whatnot. If you're an NBA player, one of these guys making this kind of money, do you think they even think about direct deposit?
No, they have part of their posse to look over it for them and waste it.
Funniest story about how much athletes making, this was years ago. Drew Bledsoe, when he was quarterbacking the Patriots, his father was riding in the car with him, and he opened the glove compartment, and he was trying to get something out of the glove compartment, and there were like these two checks for $180,000 in the glove compartment. The dad goes, "What are these?" And Drew Bledsoe goes, "Oh yeah, I forgot about those. I need to cash those, or I need to put them in the bank or whatever."
It's like that scene in Caddyshack. Hey, this is an uncashed check for $20,000. Keep it.
Had $360,000 in checks in his glove compartment. He didn't even know
it's crazy.
Oh, man. Hey, we got NASCAR this weekend, Road America in Wisconsin, Bulldog.
That's right. Probably be the last race at Road America. I'm just glad. I'm going to admit it now. I'm just glad they're not doing the July 4th race in Daytona anymore. I used to hate those night races. It would always rain. Remember, it would always rain at the Pepsi 400?
It did.
I mean, they moved the race to August now. I mean, it's still kind of the same potential for that race. I mean,
right. He just doesn't want it dampering his 4th of July weekend so he can go boating.
No. I used to love it when it was the Firecracker 400. They ran it at 10 in the morning. They were done by 1 or 2. The rains came after that, and you could go to the beach or whatever you wanted to do after the race was over. That was the good old days.
Hey,
Orlando City takes on DC United, by the way, on July 4th at 7 p.m. at Exploria Stadium.
We were talking about that. Are you going to be on hand there, 4th of July night at Exploria?
No.
We didn't think so. We'll reconvene with you on Tuesday morning, Bulldog. Hope you have a great 4th of July holiday weekend. He is the sports columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, host of Open Mic on FM 96.9 The Game, and grown man barking here on JRR.
Oh! Get the latest concert news and win tickets to the shows.
Check out the JRR concert calendar at WJRR.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.